Hello, I'm Alicia Ireland, and you're listening to WordPress Podcast, bringing the weekly news from the WordPress community. In this program, you'll find the information from July 8th to 14th, 2024. Learning WordPress has always been a headache. We have documentation, and for some time now, we have Learn WordPress. But finding the perfect course or learning path was complicated. Until now. For a few days, it has been possible to activate the beta version of the new theme on the site, where we will see a theme created entirely with blocks and new functionalities. On the site, you will find a new homepage with the first steps, whether you want to be a WordPress user or developer, featured courses and lessons, and upcoming online workshops. There is also a My Courses section, or lesson plans, created to help other community members. The only downside is that most of the content is still in English, although we hope that the project will resume soon. What's coming soon is WordPress 6.6, which now has a release date. The release process starts on Monday, July 15th at 15 UTC, with the code freeze process beginning an hour later for 24 hours. The version creation process will begin on Tuesday, July 16th at 16 UTC in the MyCore channel on Slack. During this process, tests are conducted with older server, WordPress, and other component versions, as well as updates from previous WordPress versions. This is complemented by the hosting team's documentation with the WordPress 6.6 server compatibility, where the optimal configuration for this WordPress version is provided. PHP 8.2 is recommended, and for the database, MySQL 8.0 or MariaDB 10.11. It's important to remember that this version has a minimum PHP requirement of 7.2.25, following the removal of support for PHP 7.0 and PHP 7.1. The themes team has answered frequently asked questions about version 3 of theme JSON. The main point is that the corresponding schema version in the file should be updated according to the minimum supported version. This system will ensure that if you develop something for one version, and its name or functionality changes in later versions, compatibility will be maintained. Additionally, they have started asking what we want to see in the next default WordPress theme, 2025. Some suggestions from the team include using as little custom CSS as possible and trying not to use custom PHP or JavaScript, focusing mainly on doing as much as possible with the editor itself. The sustainability team has proposed a small roadmap for the rest of 2024. Environmentally, the focus will be on creating a plugin and improving the Sustainable Events Handbook. Socially, they plan to work more closely with DEIB or 5 for the future groups. Economically, they will seek funding for the plugin's creation and look for organizations outside the WordPress ecosystem facing similar challenges in the open source world. And BuddyPress 14.0, Dalucia, has arrived. This version is named after the excellent pizza from a restaurant in Paris, France. This new version includes 80 changes, with 5 notable highlights, such as new constants in site health, documentation links on most admin screens, unified new user registration management for both single and multi-site WordPress setups, an improved REST API, and custom translations. This version has few visible changes but many internal ones to pave the way for the next major version. And finally, this podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons license as a derivative version of the WordPress podcast in Spanish. You can find all the links for more information at wordpresspodcast.org. You can follow the content in Catalan, German, Esperanto, Spanish, French, and Hindi. Thanks for listening, and until the next episode.